an effective side.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a gorgeous morning. Blue sky, puffy clouds. 60 degrees where I live here in Kennebunk, Maine. How can you beat that for the first day of November? Maybe we'll have a nice mild November to make up for the crappy summer we had. June, July, and August, 20-plus inches of rain. The coldest summer we've had in ever, I think. So we need to have some days like this to offset the summer. And we can get our yard work done, plant our bulbs, you know, fix up the outside with some flowering cabbage and flowering kale. If you've planted flowering cabbage and flowering kale, you're in for a real treat, because flowering cabbage and kale, if you don't get any snow, will still be good the first of the year. Beyond Christmas, they'll be purple and white and pink. They're beautiful. So if you're going down to a nursery today, ask them for flowering cabbage and kale. And all you do is just dig a hole, set them in, firm the soil around it, and the colder the temperature, the more coloration you will have on that plant. I have both the kale and the cabbage. Now, the difference between the two, the flowering kale has kind of a ruffled leaves on it, and it's flat. It grows just like you took shears and you cut the plant in half. It's like half a head of cabbage, very ruffled and fringed. It's really pretty. It starts to turn white or purple or pink from the center, working its way out. Flowering cabbage is a smooth leaf, and in some cases, you'll actually have a little round head of cabbage in the middle. But it's smooth, and the kale is ruffled. Great plants, and everybody should have some of those by the front door. Again, your fall mums are all done blooming. Your asters are done blooming. And the cabbage and kale, even with snow on them, when the snow melts during the winter, it's still there and absolutely beautiful. So think about planting some of that. And if you get hungry, cut it, bring it in the house, wash it. And you can change it into coleslaw, or you can put it in a tossed salad. Great for garnish to put on a plate with that variegated foliage. Really, really pretty. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
First up, we have Alan on the line, who's calling about a mini palm tree.
Okay, Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Yourself, Alan?
Good. I got a miniature palm tree that I've had for 29 years. I figure it's probably about 32 years old. It's probably the healthiest plant I have. The palms, the trunk's about a foot tall, and the palms hang down about 3 feet. But what's kind of strange this year is all of a sudden it grew a sprout out of the top instead of just palms, and there's palms coming out of the sprout. And I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with that sprout.
So is it a single stem with foliage coming out of the top of the stem?
Correct.
Okay. It could be. Yeah. It's just a shoot coming out of it. I've also seen these miniature palm trees that will send out a stem like that. They'll make foliage. And then all of a sudden, coming out of the top of it, will be a shoot, and it will flower and produce little nuts, little fruit on it. So, I mean, if you like the overall appearance of it, leave it, and it will produce like a tassel, a weeping tassel of white flowers. They will eventually produce a little seed pod, and you can plant the seeds, but it's not going to be like a great big coconut. But it will be a chain of white flowers with seeds on them that you can plant and start a new one. If you don't like the looks of it, then just cut it and keep it as a bush. But either way, it's a sign that the plant is happy. When a plant is able to do that, you know that you're doing a good job when it produces flowers and seeds. And it's not something that you see very often. So you've got a good thing going there, Alan. Great.
I'm surprised. 32 years old is pretty old for a plant.
Well, see, right. It's not growing in nature. It's growing in an artificial environment, in a container in your home, and it's gotten to the age where it's now maturing, and it should give you some flowers and seed pods, but that's up to you. If you don't want it, then just cut it and throw it away.
Okay.
Alan, thank you for we appreciate the phone call. Thank you. And you have a great day. Enjoy that sunshine out there. It's going to be beautiful. Let's enjoy them while we can. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Jim on the line. And let me see if I got all this straight. He's calling about forsythia, lilac, and weeping cherry.
Okay. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Enjoy your
Hi.
Show.
Thank you.
It's been a number of years since either one of these has flowered, and also I have a Rose of Sharon that doesn't flower. Is there anything I can do this time of year to encourage them to flower next year?
So the weeping cherry, the lilac, and the forsythia have not flowered?
No, not for a long time.
Okay. How about exposure? Are they getting any sun at all, or is it like half and half or less?
It's probably half and half. We have some pretty large pine trees on the lot.
Okay. Forsythia, if it gets less than a half a day, you very seldom will see flowers on it. Lilacs, they really need way more than a half a day. Well, what I would do is this. First of all, for this time of the year, I would go to your local garden center, and I would get either a bag of the old-fashioned powdered lime or something called Magic Cal. Magic Cal is from Jonathan Green, and it's a lime substitute that will work much faster. One bag of Magic Cal is equivalent to 10 bags of powdered lime. It releases its potency in a 10 to 14 day period, so it's going to make the soil less acidic. So I would start with that, and I would do that this fall around all of your plants. In the spring, I would buy a product called Plant Growth Activator. And Plant Growth Activator is from a company called Organica. And what you would do is you take a crowbar and go about a foot or more from the center of your plant. Make a hole about 6-8 inches deep. And I would put like a tablespoon in each hole. For a forsythia plant that's, let's say, 6 feet by 6 feet, if you did maybe 10, 12 holes, put a tablespoon in each hole, take the crowbar and jam it in there and then fill it in. On your lilac, I would do about the same thing. The weeping cherry, probably put 6 or 8 holes with this product in it. And it will help to give you a bigger than normal root system. They will help the plant to pick up the phosphorus that's in the ground so that it can convert the phosphorus fertilizer to a fertilizer that the plant can use to make flower buds. All of these plants, the lilac, the forsythia, and the weeping cherry, they make their flower buds during July, August, September, and October for the following spring. So they've basically made the buds right now. So if you don't see any buds, they're not going to develop over the winter. But if you can put something like plant growth activator in the spring, it will help the plant during the summer to make the buds that it needs for the following season. So lime them and then do this, and that should help a great deal. The lilac, if you can lime it spring and fall, the sweeter the soil, the better they're going to do. Jim, we thank you for the call. Jared, who needs a little bit of help with their yard this morning?
Okay, next up we have Ruth on the line who's calling about a Rosa Sharon.
Ruth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, pumpkin. That's a seasonal salutation. I have a Rosa Sharon that I'm a little tired of this, but why I originally planted it is we went Title V maybe 15 years ago, and I'm on Cape Cod, and it's not so nice here right now, but nonetheless, we have one of those candy cane PVC stupid-looking pipe things in
yes.
our yard. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but we were trying to cover it up, and this is at the end of my, I guess, leaching field, so it's right near where the actual septic system. I'm sorry, I hope nobody's eating breakfast. It's right near where the end of the septic system is, and the Rose of Sharon obviously either loves me or loves its location, and it's really out of control, and I want to make it go away.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall, why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulched leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Pair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important. Certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call right now, you give Jared a call, we'll get you right on the air, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Now, we're talking with Ruth about her Rosa Sharon. Now, tell me what's happening with the Rosa Sharon. Is it just getting too big, Ruth?
Yes, the yard's very small, and I'm concerned if I just cut it flat with the ground, or we could yank it out. We do have a truck. We could yank it out conceivably, but that's where the actual concrete unit is. It's the end of that unit, and I don't know. My husband's afraid that perhaps the roots have kind of gone into it, and we might actually hurt our septic system. I haven't a clue. Any way of helping me get rid of this and not destroying my fancy schmancy septic system?
Well, did you want to keep it there, or did you just want to get it out?
I just want to get it. It really has taken over. That side of the yard is very, very small, and it's just taken over.
Okay, because I mean, you could take that Rosa Sharon and cut it level with the top of that candy cane.
Candy cane.
So if you want to cut it so that it's only 3 feet high, you could do that. Or you could just cut it right flush to the ground, and if it does sucker with new shoots, then you can just cut all of those suckers and the plant will eventually just disappear. But Rosa Sharon is a plant that's very, very strong. And if you only want to keep it 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide, every single year, prune it and it will stay at that 3 to 4 foot range. That's not a problem.
Do you think it's hurting that unit or?
No.
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 Okay.
Rosa Sharon. I thank you so much, Ruth. Rosa Sharon is not a plant that would go into the septic system and clog up all of the system. Willows, weeping willows and the various like pussy willows, and there's a lot of new varieties of willows now, for the garden. But anything in the willow family would get into that leaching field and they'll plug up and create a real problem. But Rosa Sharon is not a problem. And again, you can either cut it flush to the ground and it will eventually go away, or you could cut it right above the candy cane. That way you don't have to look at that PVC pipe candy cane shaped thing. And at least you'd have a green ball with a few flowers during the summertime. Thank you, Ruth. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Bill, who's got a question about using coffee grounds.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Not bad, thank you. I have coffee grounds that are fresh from the store. They have not gone through any coffee pot. Can I still use those on acid-loving plants, or do they have to go through that process of being percolated first?
No, you can use it on anything. I have a friend that has a huge compost pile, and he has a neighbor that works at Dunkin' Donuts, and he collects all of that coffee ground. In, I mean, he doesn't bring it all home, but he brings home a container of coffee grounds every day from work, and he dumps it right on top of the compost pile.
Even though they haven't gone through.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's no problem. I mean, all right. It is a coffee bean is organic matter.
Okay.
And if you take the ground coffee beans and you throw it on top of your compost pile, on top of your garden, every time it rains, it's going to pull some of the flavor out of the beans and wash it into the ground, and it's okay. Not going to hurt anything. So it's a great way to build the activity of microbes in your ground, and it's going to make your soil that much healthier.
Oh, all right. I thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, we'll get you set up, and we'll give you a list of things to do on a great day like today. And hopefully, on Cape Cod, the sun comes out. It's beautiful here in southern Maine. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is hand-picked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
At the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Danny on the line. He's got a couple questions for you about begonia, poinsettias, and an elephant ear.
Okay. Danny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking the call here. I have two elephant ear type plants. I collect tropicals and palm trees as a hobby. So the two... elephant ear. One is a Persian palm elephant ear, and the other one is a giant from Thailand. And rather than just let them die and buy a new one next year, I thought maybe I could just keep, you know, cut the green off and keep them in the containers, and then maybe store them in a spot where they wouldn't freeze, but then they wouldn't necessarily grow without digging them out. Is that a good policy? Or
Now, are these bulbs? Are they a bulb-type elephant ear?
You know something? I bought them already growing from a mail-order catalog, and they grew, you know, 15 feet with about 5-foot leaves on each one of them. So I really don't know what's going on underneath.
Wow. So. Well, I would cut them back. I would cut them back. I mean, I don't think that you could take them and put them in your basement for the winter and then bring them back up next spring and have them survive.
Okay.
But I would bring them in, and I would give them a pretty severe haircut, keep them in a place where they're going to get some good light, and cut back on the amount of water to let them go into a kind of a rest period.
Right. The problem with that, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. The problem with that is I have about 35 different types of palms growing in my house right now that I collect, and I don't have any room for these guys, and I can put them in a semi-warm garage that gets heated passively from the house. But I was told always to dig them out and put them in burlap and peat moss and so forth, and then... But that's for your traditional elephant ears. I really don't know what these things are from Thailand, and it's huge, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't want to let them die, but if I have to, I will. So,
yeah, the best thing to do then, Danny, is take the plant out of the pot and with your fingers dig into the root ball,
sure.
And if you find a bulb, then you should be okay.
Okay.
And but if you don't find a bulb, then you're going to have to cut them back and try and keep some of it alive.
If there's a bulb, do I put it back in the container?
Yes.
Okay. And then store?
They will keep, yeah, they'll keep much better in the container surrounded by soil. That way the bulb doesn't dry out. The roots are still going to be intact. The plant will go dormant, and then you'll water it and feed it in the spring, and it'll come right back to life
sure.
for you.
Okay, and the other question, I'll get to the poinsettia. I have two in small containers, and they're green leaves, beautiful green leaves, but how do I get the red leaves to come out?
Okay, on a poinsettia, and this is something that you can start today, you have to fool the plant in thinking that the days are shorter than they are. And what I've done to make it easy, and it works really well, take a little piece of paper, like the size of an index card, and just write the name poinsettia on it, and scotch tape it to the door of your refrigerator. At supper time, you take that poinsettia and you put it someplace where it's going to have total darkness. If you put it in your living room and you watch the news at 11 o'clock at night, the lights are on, and that will make your days long. You need short days.
Sure.
So you can either put it in a closet, you can put it in your basement, someplace where the lights do not come on. And then at breakfast time, when you go to get the cream for your coffee, you're going to see the note on the door. You take the poinsettia out of the closet, out of the basement. You put it on the windowsill. And it takes about 3 to 4 weeks to change the hormones in the plant from vegetative to flowering. And what will happen, and it'll be easy for you to notice, the little stems on the leaves, on the very top of the plant, right now a green stem with a green leaf.
Correct.
After 3 weeks, the stem will start to go to red.
Okay.
Once it starts to turn red, then you don't have to do it anymore. That means that the hormones have changed from vegetative to flowering.
So closet for three straight weeks of darkness in a closet? Or you have
it
to
goes,
take them out every day?
You have to take them out every day and put them near a sunny window.
I see.
And then at supper time in the closet, breakfast time onto the windowsill.
Gotcha. And how cold can it be for these guys?
It can be 50.
50, okay. All right, I'll give it a shot, Paul. And the only other one I had was the bonfire begonias that I had growing outside. Beautiful hanging. I brought them inside. They lost all their leaves, but I got them up against the skylight as best as I can. And it looks like they're sprouting some leaves, so I think I just want to keep them alive till the spring. So
okay,
the
then why don't you, the longer shoots on your begonias, why don't you cut it back by 50%?
Gotcha.
And by cutting it back by 50%, what should happen is the new growth will come out of the center of your plants.
Okay.
And that way, and then you can slowly remove all of those real long branches.
Okay, and they'll do okay for the winter for now. I don't care if they flower. I just want to keep them alive, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, give them, you know, as much light as you can possible. Cut back on the amount of water because you've lost a lot of the foliage. And then as the new shoots begin to emerge and the new branches, then the ones that are really long, cut those out to give the new growth a place to go.
Sure.
And you'll end up with a nice, bushy, compact plant. And when the days get long and the temperatures get hot, it'll just explode for you.
I appreciate the information. I'll send you some pictures if you have it on your website of my tropical garden here.
Oh, great. Yeah, do it. I love it.
Okay, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Don on the line who's got grubs in his lawn.
Okay, Don, good morning. Tell me what's happening.
Good morning, Paul. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I have a section of my lawn, probably about 150 square feet or so, that's just been completely torn up by birds. It looks like someone made a pass with an aerator over it. So I'm assuming they were looking for grubs. So I want to know if it's too late to put down a grub treatment, and if it's not too late, you know, what's the quickest acting one I can put down? And could I also put down like a fall treatment for the lawn in general at the same time?
Okay. Now, the holes in your lawn, does it look like a pencil or is it digging?
It's digging. Like, they're big. Like clumps of grass have been, like, taken out.
Okay. 3 weeks ago, I have a blue spruce, a small blue spruce, with a flagpole bed. And there was a whole bunch of annuals, and I pulled all the annuals up, shook them, and threw all the stuff in the compost, and turned off the light for the flagpole temporarily. And that next morning, it's like the skunks came through, and they ripped up a good-sized part of my lawn. So I turned the light back on, and they came back again. So I cleaned up all of the mess. And that particular area, I had a problem in the past with moles going through there. And I bought mole scram. And mole scram has castor oil in it. And I treated the area just for the fun of it where that was. And I put it on about double the recommended rate. And I tell you, the raccoons have not come back to dig that area. And it's just the smell of the castor oil. And right now, you know, it's early November. The ground's getting cold. Your days are getting shorter. And the grubs should be digging deeper into the ground for the winter. So they don't stay right on the surface like they do during May, June, July, August, September. They dig deep into the ground, and when the raccoons come, they dig it up. Unfortunately, right now, it's too late to put down any product to kill the grubs. The products are designed for the long term. They're designed for temperature, and being that the days are getting cooler, they really are not going to be effective. So I would try this mole scram. You could try mothball flakes in the area where they are digging. And you can buy a box of mothball flakes for cheap money. Use the flakes instead of the actual balls. Many years ago, my father had a problem, and he used mothballs. And what happened is the birds actually picked up the mothballs, flew away with them, and we were watching, and the birds used the mothballs. They would lick. They stood on the branch of the tree on one leg. The other leg held the mothball. They took their tongue. They licked the mothball and then licked their feathers. And I talked to some friends who worked at the Audubon, and they said that the birds were using the mothballs to get rid of body lice. Kind of ingenious. But my father then got mothball flakes. The birds didn't pick it up, and that worked really well. So try either one of those two. But something like Grubex, it's really, really too late. And the way to treat will be in the spring. And there's a lot of new things coming out that you can use. There's a new, it's called a nematode. And it's a microscopic insect that will go inside the grub and kill it. And it's new product coming out of Canada. And we'll talk about that in the springtime. And it will wipe out everything in one season. I'll tell you more about that. It is also a new product coming out this fall called Vacation. And if you want to go on vacation for a week or two, and you're worried that your plants are going to dry out while you're gone, you mix this with water. You put it on all of your tropical plants. It puts them in a like a suspended animation, and they can go up to 2 weeks without being watered. And we'll tell you more about that in the weeks to come. But it's called Vacation. It's brand new, and it's just becoming available to some of the garden centers, and it's an all-natural product. So there's some neat things coming. But this week, if you can concentrate on, you know, giving the grass the last mowing. I mowed my grass a week and a half ago. It's put away. The lawnmower is in the tool shed where it's going to stay. The snowblower has been pulled in the front. The lawnmower is in the back. You got to get ready. But it's time to give the lawn the final cutting, grind up those leaves, and that will feed the microbes in your lawn. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office, and our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Jared, who needs a little bit of help with their yard?
Okay, we have Estelle on the line calling about a Coosa dogwood.
Estelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling about is a Coosa dogwood that has its top growth and a good part of the outer growth that the leaves are turning inward. And it's been doing that for a couple months. I'm not sure what has been happening. This tree is about 15 years old. It didn't blossom for probably 10 years. We cut out a few of the stalks. It started blossoming.
Okay. Now, the leaves are turning up or they're turning down?
Up.
It's turning up. Okay. My Coosa dogwood turns up a little bit. It's not like a V, but they are more upwards than down. When do you and what do you use for fertilizer on your Coosa dogwood?
We haven't fertilized it, and that's what I'd like to know.
Okay. What I use on mine is something called Plant Tone. It's an all-organic fertilizer. My Coosa dogwood is, like yours, about 15 feet tall. I buy a 5-pound bag of plant tone fertilizer. I take a crowbar. I make a whole bunch of holes about 3 feet to 6 feet away from the trunk of the tree. And I put about a half a handful in each hole, spacing evenly all the way around the plant. I do that in the spring, and that's all the food it gets, and it blooms like crazy. So I think if you did that. Now, as far as the leaves turning at this time of the year, I really wouldn't be concerned. If it does seem to reoccur next year, it could be a sign that your root system is not developing like it should. And I had some terrific results last year with Mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza is a bacteria that comes in plant tone right now. So if you can feed it with the plant tone, it contains the mycorrhiza, and it will stimulate the root system, doubling the size of the roots within 30 to 60 days of your plant, and it stays on the plant permanently. And I think if you did that, you're going to see a big, big difference in the overall quality, density, and blooming of your Coosa dogwood. Thank you, Estelle. Jared, I think we get one more in.
I think we can get one more. We have Don on the line also calling about a Coosa dogwood.
Okay. Tell me what's happening with your dogwood, Don.
How you doing, Paul?
Hi.
Mine is growing quite. I would say mine is about 20 feet tall, and I'm thinking I'd like to prune it. How severely can I prune it?
You could cut it back by a third with no problem at all. Yeah. But
okay.
I would wait until spring, Dawn.
Okay.
It's just if you cut it back now, every cut that you make will not be able to make a scab.
Okay.
And that would mean openings that the wind could pull moisture out of that plant.
Okay. Okay. The other thing is I have samplings. Can I transplant those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of little shoots coming out from around it.
Yeah, in the ground.
Yeah, wait until spring, dig them up, and transplant them wherever you want. In fact, I was at a house last year, I remember, and a man had Rosa Sharon, and he had Coosa dogwood seedlings that were coming up all through the bed, and he dug them up. And he had a vegetable garden that he wasn't using as much because the kids had grown up and it was only him and his wife. And he took one end of the vegetable garden and he dug up a whole bunch of Coosa dogwood seedlings. He lined them out 6 inches apart and they were about 18 to 24 inches. And he was going to be digging them the following spring and giving them to family members. He just grew them in his garden for 3 or 4 years. And he did the same thing with the Rosa Sharon. And he was doing it with also lilacs. That way he didn't have to make the garden all grass. You have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And if you get a chance, take a look at the website, paulparent.com.